Handoff, Joe Ray Morrison. Morrison up the middle, 30, 25, 20. He's gone, baby. Touchdown, Eagles. Pressure coming. He fires. Intercepted at the 50-yard line. Gets it into Phillips. No foul call. 4-3. Still no foul. Wood with it. Victoria Young. Yes. And we're going to state, baby. We are going to state. Straight handoff to Morrison. Morrison to the 30. 35, 40. 45, 50. Joe Ray Morrison heading for the end zone, baby. 20, 15, 10, 5. Call it an Eagle touchdown.
Oh, my. My sweet baby Jesus. Do you believe in miracles?
Hello and welcome to our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio. High school sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Miller Funeral Service, Deal Insurance, Ride with Pride Car Wash, Rock Creek IGA, Range Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Steve Owing State Farm Insurance, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Royals Mustang, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Blue Ridge Tractor, Blue Ridge Energy, Freedom Auto Sales, Skyline National Bank, Impact Collision Center, NNT Screen Printing, Taco Bell, Novant Health, the Town of North Wilkesboro, Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, and DK Hardy Automotive. It's the new year and time for some resolutions. Well, whether it's working out, eating more healthy, or starting a new hobby, Wilkes Communications wants to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals. From now till February 28th, receive a $40 bill credit when you add or upgrade your internet service with Wilkes Communications, so you can jumpstart your new year and your internet with the fastest internet around at Wilkes Communications. Find out more at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103. Certain restrictions apply.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to North Wilkes High School here tonight as we get ready to rock and roll. It is night number 4 of our high school basketball season, and we've got in-county basketball here tonight as the West Wilkes Blackhawks make the trip across the county to take on the North Wilkes Vikings. Eggman Chambers with you here. My broadcast partner in crime, Keith Bryan, going to be making his way in from work here this evening. He'll be here in just a little bit. But two teams that are ready to get in action, and two teams that have been ill-affected, knock on wood, by the COVID-19 virus that has been going around. These two teams have stayed afloat and been able to play their games without any issues, while other boys and girls teams in the league are currently serving quarantine time. Elkin was shut down last week. Allegheny put a self-quarantine on themselves late last week after playing Elkin on Tuesday night on the boys' side. Then multiples of the girls' sides have been involved in a quarantine as well. The West Wilkes Lady Blackhawks, they've not been able to play due to other teams in the league having quarantine. And also, their ladies are playing tonight in the Western Regional Final in the State 2A Volleyball Tournament up in Millers Creek as we speak. That match got underway at 6 o'clock this evening. We'll get updates hopefully throughout the night from that matchup, and we will pass those along as the Lady Blackhawk volleyball team is trying to punch their ticket to a state championship game coming up this weekend in Cary, North Carolina. And on top of that, it looks to be East Wilkes tonight, the only other in-county team in action on the boys' side, as East Wilkes has made the trip up Highway 16 in West Jefferson to take on Ashe County, and we will have score updates from that game tonight as well as they become available to us. So stay tuned right here to 3WC, and we will keep you in tune and in touch with everything that is going on here around the Mountain Valley Athletic Conference on a little bit of a cross coverage night. We've got volleyball coverage for you and basketball coverage here on 3WC as it goes on. These two boys teams here tonight jockeying for position. Both teams come in at 1-2 on the year. At this point, both teams started off their season strong with opening night wins. West Wilkes got a win over East Wilkes, and then also North Wilkes got that opening night win over Wilkes Central. And coming over to join us here on the Wilkes Communications pregame show is the head men's basketball coach here at North Wilkes High School, Coach Logan Call, of course, also the athletic director as well. Coach, thank you so much for coming by and talking with us here this evening. Here we go. Another night of basketball. These two teams, I mentioned it off the top of the broadcast tonight, y'all have been kind of the two teams that have stayed afloat in the league. A lot of teams dealing with quarantine issues, but you and West Wilkes both have been blessed not to really have that come up for your two programs so far here in the year. You know, honestly, Coach, this is one of those years, I think. Yes, record matters and you want to win, but just being able to make it through this season, I think, is going to be a huge win for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. We did deal with it. We were kind of lucky enough, I guess you could say, to deal with it before the actual game started. So we had a couple days of practice and then were shut down for a couple weeks. In a normal year, that would be so frustrating as a coach. And it was frustrating when it was going on. But you look at what's going on around our league and everybody's going to deal with it. And, at the end of the day, we coach to hopefully build young men and women. And yes, winning games is important, but, you know, that's been our focus. I talked about in the newspaper, control the controllables, and that's kind of the way we've attacked every day.
Absolutely. Well, you come into this game tonight, Coach. You got a big opening night win over Wilkes Central a couple of weeks back. Then since then, a couple of tough losses that you took on the season. After that win against Wilkes Central, what do you think has been the biggest difference the past couple of games?
Well, I think number one, just being honest, is we thought we were the greatest thing since sliced bread after beating Wilkes Central.
Right.
And not that our guys did anything terrible, but, you know, it just that mindset. And went up to Allegheny, and I think we thought that, to me, that's the toughest place to play in the conference. We tried to talk to the guys, but we just didn't come out ready to play in the first quarter and missed some easy ones early, gave up some easy ones, and really our habits were exposed a little bit. And then Ashe County, watching film, I didn't think it was great. The more I watched film, I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad as what I thought. Ashe County is a really good basketball team this year. They have two athletes that I don't know if anybody in our league can account for.
Right. Absolutely. That's something you definitely run into. But for you guys, for your team this year, a very senior-laden team, but you got a lot of talent in this senior class as well. Two headline guys. Obviously, we know what Zach Carlton brings to the table with his talents. And then, you know, you have a kid who's been this has been the first year you've really had him healthy, and that's Caleb Souther, because football normally comes before basketball. So he comes in, you know, beat up from being a tight end in football, blocking and catching passes in the middle of the field, and his body just taking hits. Well, you get him full-blown healthy from the get-go this year, and I know for you to have a consistent guy like that inside, it's got to be big.
Well, the key word to use, consistent. Like you said, he's missed the last two seasons. And that, when you talk about our team, you talk about some of our issues. On our good nights, we got a lot of guys that are great, but we're a little bit up and down. And he's our rock. He's our constant. He's our leader. He does the little things. And he's not going to stick out like crazy on the stat sheet, but he's the most irreplaceable player we have right now. You know, I can't say enough about the young man Caleb is. We are a lot better because he's on the floor this year, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, what do you feel like? I feel like it's two teams right here that kind of mirror each other in a little bit of what they bring to the table, a mix of size and speed and guys that can knock down the outside shot. What do you feel is the biggest key to getting out of here with a victory tonight and getting back to 500?
I talked to our guys just a few minutes ago in the locker room, and we've just got to focus on the little things. I think if we, you know, sometimes you get caught up in worrying about what the other team does. We're a team that we have to worry about what we do. And obviously with West Wilkes, you always have to worry about how well they run offense. And they're a team that you can't let control the pace of the game. We've talked about that. And so we're hopefully going to do some things tonight, kind of keep it at our pace. But really, it's just our habits. We got to rebound, we got to run, and we got to defend with purpose. West likes to spread you out. They do a good job of it, and so we've got to stay gap sound in everything we do defensively.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you so much for coming by and talking to us. Greatly appreciate it. It's always great to be up here at North Wilkes. I know it's a little different because on a normal year and a normal night, no matter the record or anything, this place would be packed and they'd be standing along the wall because that's just how the fans are up here. One of the best fan bases I think you'll find in the state is at North Wilkes High School, regardless of any sport.
Absolutely. Agree
and
with
so,
that.
You know, we got what we got, but we're delivering it to the people the best we can.
That's right. That's right. Thank you for everything you do, Aiden.
Absolutely. Thank you. And that was Coach Logan Call talking with us here on the Wilkes Communications pregame show. We got to take a break. And we'll come back with more as we get you set for North Wilkes, West Wilkes. It's in-county basketball tonight on 3WC.
For all your insurance needs, it's Deal Insurance. Offering home, automobile, life, commercial, and health insurance, they deal with several companies, including Erie, and will do your insurance shopping for you to obtain the best rate possible. The number one product they offer at Deal Insurance is service. And while you're at it, ask them about their God One Church Insurance. Call them today for a free quote. 336-838-3838, 810 North Moravian Street, beside the Flowers Bread Store in Wilkesboro. Deal Insurance. At Miller Funeral Service, we believe in the importance of community. Being locally owned, our total commitment is to our community. While many funeral homes are not locally owned, you can be sure that Miller Funeral Service remains locally owned and operated. Since 1952, we've offered affordable prices to meet the needs of the community. Locally owned, excellent care, affordable prices. That's just our commitment. For information, go to MillerFuneralService.com. Visit us at 180 Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro, or call us 838-3104.
Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital makes it easy to connect to a provider with Hugh Chatham Virtual Care. Get help for minor illnesses from the comfort of your own home with one of their highly qualified Hugh Chatham providers. Available 7 days a week with no appointment necessary, all you need is a camera-enabled tablet, smartphone, or computer with internet connection. For more information, visit www.hughchatham.org/virtualcare.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Blue Ridge Tractor, 176 Old NC Highway 268 West, Wilkesboro.
A lifetime warranty is available on a pre-owned vehicle as long as you have it serviced at Freedom Auto Sales. From four-wheel drives to compact cars, Freedom offers a wide selection just for you. Plus, no dock fees are hidden, and they're a rough country dealer offering fender flares and step-ups. Check their website at freedomautollc.com. Or we'd rather you just go by and see Josh at Freedom Auto Sales, 4770 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. It's the new year and time for some resolutions. Well, whether it's working out, eating more healthy, or starting a new hobby, Wilkes Communications wants to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals. From now till February 28th, receive a $40 bill credit when you add or upgrade your internet service with Wilkes Communications. So you can jumpstart your new year and your internet with the fastest internet around at Wilkes Communications. Find out more at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103. Certain restrictions apply.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back here to North Wilkes High School tonight as we get you set for high school basketball between the North Wilkes Vikings and the West Wilkes Blackhawks. Two teams jockeying for position in the Mountain Valley 1A, 2A conference. Both teams come in at 1-2 on the season. And a big matchup here tonight for these two teams trying to keep their conference race hopes alive. You know, one of those deals is, if you lose three games in this league in this season, with it being a conference-only season, your chances at a conference regular season championship really go out the window, especially when you got an Ashe County team that is trying to stay unbeaten up in West Jefferson tonight. They come in with an undefeated record taking on East Wilkes, but East Wilkes is slowly but surely getting back to full health. They've been dealing with some COVID issues over the course of the start of the season and only started the season with eight players. We saw them on opening night a couple of weeks back, and this West Wilkes team took advantage of a shortened bench for East Wilkes that rolled to that win. But since then, for the Blackhawks, it has been a little bit of a struggle. Since that opening night win over East Wilkes, they've dropped their last two games. They were run off the court really in both games, especially from the get-go. The Elkin game, they were run off the court in the second half, as the game was close at halftime, if you remember. and then they kind of lost it. Then they went into that Wilk Central game last week. They made the first bucket of the game and then trailed the entire rest of the way, losing 71-52 to Wilk Central last Wednesday night as they scored 10 points in the first quarter. And then after that, it was all downhill from there for the Black Elks, while Wilk Central really put consistent scoring together through all phases of the game. West Wilkes also lost to Elkin a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, 66-44. Elkin is also a team dealing with some COVID-19 quarantine issues in their program. They are not going to be able to get back to action until next week. They're going to have to play 11 games in about a 14-15-day span. So it's really going to be tough on the Buckeye Elks to keep up their momentum as well. And, of course, they suffered an upset to Allegheny in their last game that they played last Tuesday night. Allegheny becoming one of those teams that you really don't want to play. They're kind of becoming the Giant Slayers after that opening night loss to Ash County. They followed it up with a couple of impressive wins over North Wilkes and over Elkin as well. So that's where we sit on the boys' side. Ash County is in first place in the conference tonight. Ash County is where we're going to head up on Friday night as we continue our high school basketball coverage. It'll be Wilkes Central and Ash County coming up Friday night. Wilkes Central with only one loss, and that was that opening night loss to this very same North Wilkes Viking team that you're going to see here tonight. And since then, Wilkes Central has put together a close win over East Wilkes, also followed that up with an impressive, emphatic win over West Wilkes 1 week ago. And so the Eagles set it 2-1 in the conference, right behind Ash County, who we've told you is undefeated. Also, Allegheny sets it 2-1 as well. Those two teams were supposed to play last Thursday night. We were supposed to carry that game, but due to Allegheny putting themselves in a self-implemented quarantine due to them playing Elkin just 48 hours before that, that game was unable to be played. Wilkes Central is off tonight. They were supposed to be playing Starmount, but Starmount dealing with some quarantine issues as well. So, thus, we've only got a couple of teams playing here tonight, West Wilkes and North Wilkes, and then East Wilkes up at Ash County. We got to take another break here on the Wilkes Communications pregame show, and when we come back, we'll get you set for tip-off between the North Wilkes Vikings and the West Wilkes Blackhawks. You're listening to High School Basketball on 3WC.
Skyline National Bank is excited to bring you a great banking experience with the local can-do bankers you know and trust. At Skyline National Bank, they are embracing the opportunity to become this community's biggest fan and best financial partner. Stop by one of the Skyline National Bank branches or learn more at skylinenationalbank.com. Call 336-903-4948. Together, the sky's the limit. Skyline National Bank, always our best. Member FDIC.
Wilkes County's only locally owned grocery stores where meat is cut fresh and ground daily. It's Brushy Mountain and Rock Creek IGA Marketplace. Brushy Mountain IGA Marketplace, located off of Highway 115 in North Wilkesboro, and Rock Creek IGA Marketplace off of Elkin Highway 268. It's the freshest and best deals around in Wilkes County. Check them out. Brushy Mountain IGA Marketplace and Rock Creek IGA Marketplace, where seniors get a discount on Tuesdays and veterans on Thursdays.
DK Hardy Automotive and Express on the bypass in Elkin. Not just a quick lube, they are your one-stop repair shop. They do oil changes, but they are not just a 10-minute oil change. They are truly automotive repair, including inspection and tires. At DK Hardy, you can get an oil change, and they will also check your battery, fluid levels, and inspect your suspension, tires, and brakes. True automotive repair and not just a quick lube, DK Automotive and Express on the bypass, 366 CC Camp Road, Elkin, DK Hardy Automotive and Express.
Ride with Pride Car Wash offers a touchless automatic car wash experience like no other. Basic package starting at $5, the top wash is $10 and includes a desalt application and finish sealant with dryer. Our top three washes include underbody flush to keep the rust out. Every automatic wash has an optional free vacuum token. Show some love to your vehicle at Ride With Pride, 708 River Street in Wilkesboro, 580 Independence Avenue in North Wilkesboro, serving you over 30 years.
When it comes to getting a home mortgage these days, things can get pretty complicated. I'm Alice Blankenship, Branch Manager for Piedmont Federal's North Wilkesboro office. At Piedmont Federal, we believe in a straightforward, common-sense approach with minimal fees and closing costs. From the time you apply for a home loan through your closing and beyond, we are with you every step of the way to answer your questions and simplify the process. What's more, we service your loan right here at home, so stop by and see us. Live local, bank local at Piedmont Federal.
If you want the freshest and highest quality meat in Wilkes County, you need to check out Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, formerly Thomas Brothers. Apple Brandy Prime Cuts is a USDA-inspected arbitrator and processor. They're family-owned and operated. They have over 100 years of meat-cutting experience. Check out their retail butcher shop that serves the fresh Apple Brandy beef. You can check it out Fridays and Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., or call them 336-667-1346. It's Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, 347 Thomas Street, North Wilkesboro.
From breakfast to late night, the Taco Bell menu has all of your favorite Mexican-inspired foods. Burritos, classic tacos, epic combos, specialties, something for everyone. They serve made-to-order and customized tacos, burritos, quesadillas, nachos, vegetarian options, dessert, fountain drinks, and with the completely customized Taco Bell menu in North Wilkesboro, you can choose all of your favorite items with a variety of add-ons and sauces.
You want to hit my Taco Bell.
Order from the Taco Bell menu at 3 Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro, or skip the line and order online, tacobell.com.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back here to North Wilkes High School tonight as we get you set for high school basketball between the West Wilkes Blackhawks and the North Wilkes Vikings here on 3WC as we are just under 2 minutes away from getting you rolling here tonight. A big in-county matchup tonight of two teams trying to keep their head above water in the Mountain Valley 1A, 2A Conference. We're going to have to pause for one more break. Then when we come back, we'll get starting lineups, and we will have tip-off tonight here with high school basketball on 3WC.
For more than 28 years, Novant Health Cancer Institute Wilkesboro has been delivering the expert cancer care our community needs with the compassion and convenience it deserves. Our full-service clinic offers comprehensive cancer care as well as gynecologic surgical expertise. Our commitment to providing a remarkable patient experience has earned us a 99% satisfaction rating. So, when you need care that ranks among the very best, look no further than Novant Health Cancer Institute Wilkesboro. To schedule an appointment, call 336-903-6362.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker. Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte. It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know you and who you really are so they can help life go right. See State Farm agent Steve Owens in Elkin today, 336-526-8900.
Be good neighbors and support local businesses. Shop downtown North Wilkesboro. From flowers, clothing, to hardware and restaurants.
I try to be a good neighbor and support local businesses.
It's your place to worship, live, work, shop, and play. Living starts here.
I try to be a good neighbor and support local businesses.
So friends, shop downtown North Wilkesboro. It's the new year and time for some resolutions. Well, whether it's working out, eating more healthy, or starting a new hobby, Wilkes Communications wants to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals. From now till February 28th, receive a $40 bill credit when you add or upgrade your internet service with Wilkes Communications. So you can jumpstart your new year and your internet with the fastest internet around at Wilkes Communications. Find out more at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103. Certain restrictions apply. For well over 100 years now, Raine Sturtevant Funeral Home has been serving with compassionate care. Our services have touched generations of families from Wilkes and surrounding counties with our state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro that includes a full-service monument company. We also serve families through scenic memorial gardens, our beautiful cemetery and mausoleum in Moravian Falls.
Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens, a proud member of our community. 336-838-3178 or online, rainsturdivant.com.
At Blue Ridge Energy, we understand. Keeping up with your bills may be tough during this time of COVID-19. In response, we launched the In This Together Relief Fund to help members and customers with their bills for electric and propane and fuels. If you need immediate help with your energy bills or need to develop a payment plan, call us. If you're able to help your neighbors in need, please consider donating to the fund. Call or go to blueridgeenergy.com/together.
Holy moly, I need a new set of tires.
No joke. Ted, going over to Royals Mustang, Jay is an authorized Cooper Tire dealer, but he can also hook you up with any other brand of tire you want.
Where's he located?
Right there at 167 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro.
Hot dog, let's head over there now. I can't wait any longer.
Well, Ted, while we're there, let's go ahead and fill up the car too, because Royals has 100% ethanol-free pure gas.
Well, I'll be. My car is going to be like new with new tires and pure gas from Royals Mustang.
That's the point.
Let's roll.
No setup fees, no artwork fees. From N&T Screen Printing and Embroidery, they can design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost. If you think of it, they will find a way to do it, including in-house embroidery work. Now offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. You'll get faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. N&T's Screen Printing and Embroidery, the official screen printer of 3WC Radio at 157 South Bridge Street in Elkin beside Combs Butcher Shop, 336-428-4744.
And welcome back here to North Wilkes High School tonight. As they have played the national anthem, starting lineups have been introduced, and they took a 33-second moment of silence to honor Mr. Nathan Miller, who tragically passed away just about a week before Christmas. Nathan lost his battle with multiple health issues and COVID-19, and we are underway here at North Wilkes High School tonight. West Wilkes will start with the ball first as the visiting team here tonight. With the basketball, it's Riley Ledford, also Dawson Osborne out there with Dylan Miller, Logan Wayne, and Jackson Tribble as your starting five on the floor here tonight. West Wilkes working the ball around the perimeter. Logan Wayne with the basketball, top of the key. Goes off to Osborne in the corner. Tribble deep in the corner trying to work on Reese Cleary. He has to pass out to Riley Ledford. Beautiful defense by Coach Call and his North Wilkes Vikings to start this game out. You wouldn't expect anything different. This is one of the most defensive sound teams that you will find in this conference as Coach Call and his North Wilkes Vikings. West Wilkes still trying to work the ball around the perimeter. Dawson Osborne pulls the ball out back to the center court in and reworks the offense. Now it goes back to Dawson Osborne on the left wing. He goes to Tribble, top of the key. Tribble passes off to Ledford, right side. Ledford picks up his dribble. He finds Osborne cutting to the basket, but passes back out to Dylan Miller. Now to Riley Ledford. West Wilkes being very patient. Dylan Miller puts up a three, and he can't get it to go. Rebound comes down to West Wilkes, or I should say North Wilkes, I apologize. North Wilkes goes back the other way with the basketball. Beautiful defensive stand that time. And inside, who else? Caleb Souther, number 33. He gets that inside layup to go. And North Wilkes strikes first with a 2-0 advantage on the Blackhawks. And now working it around is Riley Ledford. Ledford with the basketball. Gives it up to Miller. Down in the corner to Logan Wayne. Wayne gives it up to Ledford. Tries to go inside. Bad pass. Stolen away. It is a West Wilkes turnover. That's been a common theme. And back on the other way, Zach Carlton gets the fast break layup off of the turnover. And North Wilkes finds themselves up 4-0 here on the Blackhawks. Ledford with the basketball. Gives it up to Logan Wayne for a three. In and out. Nearly got that one to go. Did Logan Wayne. So it's been two missed threes for the Blackhawks here early on in this contest. And then a North Wilkes turnover now to get things rolling. Dylan Miller back the other way with the basketball. Gives it to Dawson Osborne. Osborne over to Wayne in the deep in the right corner. Now passes back up to Miller. Works its way back around now to the other corner to Riley Ledford, who goes baseline from left to right. And we have got the second Blackhawk turnover of the game so far as the ball will go back to North Wilkes. So North Wilkes finds themselves 2-for-2 here tonight, while West Wilkes is 0-for-2 from the field. And now Zach Carlton with the basketball. My broadcast partner in crime, Keith Brown, made his way in from work here this evening, so we're ready to officially get things rolling like normal here on 3WC. 4-0 is our JT's Barbecue score of the game here, just over 5 minutes to play in the first period. Reese Cleary going to step outside. He can't get that one to go. Rebound, Caleb Souther inside. Gets it back to Carlton. Attacks the basket. He can't finish. Ball tipped around. Carlton the rebound. Back up and draws a foul. Great presence inside by North Wilkes. Three different players battled it out for offensive rebounds on that possession. And Keith, I know you were coming in, but the defense by North Wilkes to start this game has been fantastic. West Wilkes cannot get the ball inside to save their lives.
Well, the one thing I've noticed so far, first foul is on Dylan Osborne. That's the one person that they can ill afford to lose.
Exactly. As Carlton gets that free throw to go, it is 5-0 North Wilkes. And our JT's Barbecue score of the game. Coach Call on our pregame show told us that two of the guys that make this thing roll is Caleb Souther and Zach Carlton. As Carlton cashes in, that second free throw to make it 6-0 North Wilkes. This defense by North Wilkes early on has been absolutely spectacular. West Wilkes cannot really do anything. Osborne gives it up to Triplett. Triplett kick out to Dylan Miller. Miller over to Tribble. Tribble goes back top of the key to Logan Wayne. Now to Osborne to Triplett in the deep right corner. He passes out to Osborne as he's going to try to reset the offense and gives it up to Logan Wayne on the left side. Wayne passes it over to Tribble. Tribble, top of the key to Osborne, over to Dylan Miller here in the left corner right in front of us. Miller trying to put some dribble moves on Caleb Souther, who gives it up to Osborne. Back out to Miller for three. No. And that is going to be a foul on Logan Wayne over the back. I tell you, Keith, Dylan Miller, he had the past couple games that we have had here with West Wilkes, he's really struggled to find consistency in his outside shot.
Well, the one thing you noticed is a great man-to-man defense being put on by the Vikings. They're playing a great man-to-man, overplaying the ball, and very aggressive at that. So that's really causing West a lot of problems. And once again, it seems like West is very – settle in on that perimeter game.
Absolutely. And so that's going to be something to watch. This timeout on the court brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. And we got an update from Miller's Creek after the first set in the Western Regional Volleyball Final. Fred T. Ford takes the first set over West Wilkes 25-22 to take the first set and go up 1-0 in that game. Also, it is varsity boys action going on Ashe County and East Wilkes. We're going to keep you up to date with tonight up in West Jefferson. But back here in Hayes, North Wilkes with the basketball. Carlton tried to find Caleb Souther inside, but good defense by the Blackhawks to knock it out of bounds. Possession does stay, though, with North Wilkes. Carlton to do the inbound work on his own baseline. Gets it in that time to number 10, Colby Brown. Out to Carlton, corner three, yes! You cannot leave that young man open from deep. He'll make you pay, and he does that time. North Wilkes out to a early 9-0 lead over West Wilkes. 3:50 and rolling first period clock. Logan Wayne with a basketball. Wayne gives it up to Osborne. Osborne to Austin Triplett. Triplett looking to go inside through the contact. Can't finish. Loose ball comes down to North Wilkes. It's Colby Brown, and he heads back up the court with it. Brown, another three. Well, he thought about the three. Trenton Seddon, but he decided to pass out of it. Or I should say Brandon Holloway, I apologize. Thought about that three, but then traveled with the basketball. Coach Scotty Green going to call a timeout, as rightfully so, in this timeout brought to you by Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Hometown Christian Radio.
Your vehicle deserves the very best, and if you've been in an accident, let us recommend Impact Collision Center, dedicated to take care of your repairs. Perhaps your vehicle needs a spray and bed liner, painting, or any other kind of body work. Trust the professionals. Trust Impact Collision Center. From repairs, rentals, towing, insurance claims, to refinishing and detailing, these guys work hard for you. Call 336-667-4859 or visit Impact Collision Center, 1416 Willow Lane, North Wilkesboro. Your vehicle will look brand new.
And welcome back to North Wilkes High School here tonight. Our JT's Barbecue score of the game with 3:31 to go, first period. It's North Wilkes 9, West Wilkes nothing. Keith, again, the offensive struggles that have become a constant thing the past few games for West Wilkes.
That and, you know, two turnovers already with no points. So, once again, you're in a situation where you got more turnovers than you got points.
Which has been a common factor for West Wilkes past couple of games. Dawson Osborne inside, can't get it to go. That's going to go off the fingertips of Caleb Souther, so it'll stay West Wilkes basketball. And now some substitutions as Carson Edmonston and Andrew Dyer replaced Dawson Osborne, and I think also Logan Wayne will be replaced as well. So now Nathan Hall into the game. Dylan Miller with the basketball, gives it up to Hall. Hall in the right corner, and I believe we got a foul on North Wilkes. Foul's going to be on
Zach Carlton.
Yep. His first, team first. So Edmonston to inbound. Edmonston gets it into Miller. Miller with the basketball, goes to Andrew Dyer, high post. Dyer passes off to Carson Edmonston, top of the key. Now Miller gets it. Trying to run the offense, gets the screen from Dyer. Dyer trying to cut to the basket, but he was slow on his cut, and that caused a bad pass and another West Wilkes turnover.
A great, great move. That was a great pick-and-roll move by Miller to get that ball to Dyer.
And now Caleb Souther with the basketball. Gives it up that time to number 30, A.J. Crane. Crane with the basketball, gives it up to Carlton. Carlton thought about pulling the trigger on the three with Austin Triplett in his face, but elected to pull it out and reset the offense. North Wilkes very patient on offense. This is something very common the past few years with Coach Call.
It definitely is. And they're going to try to get the best shot possible.
And Zach Carlton misses a three. However, Caleb Souther there to chase down the rebound. North Wilkes can reset with the basketball. Crane with it. Crane gets a screen from Souther. Passes off. Brandon Holloway with it, then goes inside to Cleary, and Reese Cleary gets it to go. Keith, this young man is a junior with his size. He gets another year. He's got a good frame on him for his size. I tell you, Reese Cleary could be a future bright spot next year for this North Wilkes ball
team. Yeah, I mean, not only has he got a good inside presence, but he's got a great outside presence as well.
And a three-ball attempt is off by Austin Triplett. Rebound comes down to North Wilkes. West Wilkes trailing North Wilkes 11-0 with just over a minute and a half away at the end of the first period. And that three-ball attempt that time by Brandon Holloway is off. West Wilkes comes back the other way with it. Triplett with the basketball, gives it up to Dylan Miller. Wide open, top of the key. He can't get the three-ball to go. And now North Wilkes comes down with a rebound. Keith, West Wilkes is in dangerous water of getting shut out in this opening quarter.
I tell you, boy, you talk about cold. I mean, they're frigid.
And now let's see.
We got timeout, North Wilkes.
Yep, timeout, North Wilkes. Coach Call was not happy with that offensive possession. I tell you, you know you got a coach who wants things done right. When you're up 11-0 in the first period and the ball movement is not going the way he wants it to, for him to burn a timeout, that's a coach who cares about X's and O's and logistics
Yeah, well, not only that, I mean, he was lucky they didn't tee him up because, as the old saying goes, he was out of his coaching box.
Yeah, he was out of the coaching box for sure, but just showing that passionate coaching that he is known so much for. We've got a minute and 8 seconds left, first period. This timeout being brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. Our JT's Barbecue score of the game, it's North Wilkes 11, West Wilkes nothing. So with that being the case, North Wilkes in favor of this game very early on. They have took the reins right from the get-go and have not looked back. It's been a great opening start for this North Wilkes ball club as Zach Wyatt has checked into the game for North Wilkes. And a North Wilkes turnover that time. Andrew Dyer comes away with the steal. And now Carson Stanley with it. Gives it to Dyer for the 15-foot jump shot. And the big man finally puts the Blackhawks on the board with a nice 15-foot jumper in transition.
Yeah, I like the fact that he was looking for a shot that time. We've seen him so many times. He just looks to pass. But a great shot that time, a stop and 15.
And now a great shot inside through the contact was Brian Johnson, the senior. And that makes it 13-2 in favor of North Wilkes. 27 seconds and ticking left in our opening period. Austin Triplett with the basketball. Triplett tries to drive, gives it up to Hall. Now to Edmonston in the left corner. Goes back up to Carson Stanley. Now Hall with it. Back to Edmonston. Edmonston looking to drive and is fouled.
That's going to be on 32, Cleary.
Yep, number 32, Reese Cleary. You know, to be able to have a big man rotation like Caleb Souther and Reese Cleary has got to be a huge help for Coach Call, Keith.
It definitely does. But, you know, the other thing is it does not seem that Wes wants to challenge him. That was the first time I've seen him challenge Edmonston, trying to challenge him going to the basket.
And leave it to the sophomore to challenge the big guys for North Wilkes. And first free throw makes it 13-3. Second one here can cut it down to a 9-point game. Second free throw for Edmonston. And it's off the back iron. Rebound comes down to Zach Wyatt. Wyatt pushes it up the court in transition. Wyatt gets the ball back. Passes over to Brown for three. No! Rims out. I tell you, that ball did everything but fall in on the rim that time, but it was an impressive opening start for North Wilkes nonetheless after one period of play. It's Vikings 13, Blackhawks 3. We're back after this on Hometown Christian Radio.
It's the new year and time for some resolutions. Well, whether it's working out, eating more healthy, or starting a new hobby, Wilkes Communications wants to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals. From now till February 28th, receive a $40 bill credit when you add or upgrade your internet service with Wilkes Communications. So you can jumpstart your new year and your internet with the fastest internet around at Wilkes Communications. Find out more at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103. Certain restrictions apply.
For all your insurance needs, it's Deal Insurance. Offering home, automobile, life, commercial, and health insurance, they deal with several companies, including Erie, and will do your insurance shopping for you to obtain the best rate possible. The number one product they offer at Deal Insurance is service. And while you're at it, ask them about their God One Church Insurance. Call them today for a free quote. 336-838-3838, 810 North Moravian Street, beside the Flowers Bread Store in Wilkesboro. Deal Insurance.
And welcome back here to North Wilkes High School as we start this second period of play. Our JT's Barbecue score of the game. It is North Wilkes 13 and West Wilkes 3. So a big opening quarter here for North Wilkes, Coach. Or I should say, Keith, you know, if you look at it, and if you're West Wilkes from their perspective, is that's a three ball from the corner off by Zach Wyatt, but an offensive rebound by Colby Brown. He gives it off to Caleb Souther, and he's going to draw a foul on Jackson Tribble. What I was going to say before things got interesting inside, Keith, if you're in the position of Coach Scotty Green, what are you telling your boys as they go in there, barely able to score a bucket in the first period?
Well, the one thing is like I said, they're moving the ball around, but there's a lot of standing around on the offensive side, and they're going to have to challenge these inside people right here, or they're just going to kill them on the boards.
And that free throw is off by Caleb Souther as the score remains 14-3. And let's see, we have got a foul that time on number 5, Zach Wyatt, his first, team third. Another score update from Miller's Creek as Fred T. Ford takes the second set over West Wilkes to go up 2-0. So it's going to take a heroic effort for the Lady Blackhawks to come back in that one tonight. But, Keith, nothing to frown on. Both teams come in 17-0. I mean, Fred T. Ford is the standard for high school volleyball in this state.
Yeah, well, definitely is the last couple of years. Used to be North Surrey, but now Fred T. Ford's kind of taking over that.
And we got another foul on Zach Wyatt. It's Zach's second, team fourth, as number 22, Brandon Holloway, will come back in, replacing Wyatt. West Wilkes still with the basketball here. Tribble gets it. High post. Tribble trying to back down. Loses control of the ball. And it's another West Wilkes turnover. Still a loose ball as North Wilkes has it and gets it back. North Wilkes playing a little helter-skelter, and they turn the ball over. Dawson Osborne back the other way for the Blackhawks. Blackhawks trail 14-3. Riley Ledford with it. passes to Dylan Miller, who looks to drive, passes out to Ledford for three in the corner, no. And loose ball, North Wilkes, no. Now West Wilkes comes away. We're going to have a jump ball situation. Possession arrow favors West Wilkes.
That last possession by West, that was, I like the way that Miller went to the in lane, drawed the defense to him, and then kicked it out to Ledford. Ledford had probably one of the best open shots that West has had this.
And now an inbounds pass that bounces off
Osborne's head.
And it goes into the hands of Logan Wayne, who finds Dylan Miller. He can't cash in on a three attempt, but Riley Ledford the rebound. West Wilkes gets it to work and reset the offense back up. West Wilkes is trying to show some grit. And let's see, we got another foul here.
Looks like it's on number three.
Zach Carlton, that's his second. That's one kid, Keith, that North Wilkes can ill afford to get in foul trouble.
Zach Carlton, yeah. But, you know, the thing about North Wilkes I've seen so far, they've got a big, big bench this year.
Yeah.
Much more so than they've had in the past.
And they've really got size collectively down the bench as well. As West Wilkes inbounds the ball back once again. Miller with it goes to Austin Triplett, top of the key. Triplett kicks out to Edmonston. Edmonston over to Miller. Dylan Miller with it, trying to go to Tribble inside. Instead of backing down, Tribble faces up and passes out. Goes to Ledford. Now Tribble back with it, top of the key. Tribble not looking to try to back down on Cleary whatsoever. Passes up to Austin Triplett, who drives inside and draws a foul.
Is it going to be on Holloway? Looks like it's going to be on Holloway, I think.
And Coach Scotty Green not happy with Jackson Tribble. Colby Brown going to get his first foul that time. You know, Tribble had a couple of good looks right there. All he had to do was turn around and try to back Cleary down in the post, but instead he elected to turn and face and kind of gave up any position that he had.
You know, that just comes from experience. I mean, he's not had a lot of varsity experience, and that's going to come, I believe, as he plays.
And free throw off that time by Austin Triplett. Score remains 14-3. 6:01 to go, second period in our JT's Barbecue and Ribs score of the game. It has been all North Wilkes from the get-go. Got a wet spot on the floor. I tell you, Keith, Austin Triplett is another kid who, you know, for so many times last year helped carry the scoring load for West Wilkes when they had Jacob Brown and a couple of other guys. But this year, Triplett's really struggled to find his shot.
Yeah, he's, just hasn't come very much. And a lot of times he's, almost, if you will, kind of forces things just a little bit.
Absolutely. Triplett with his second attempt here from the foul line. And he gets that one to go. Makes it 14-4 with 6:01 to play and now ticking in the second period. West Wilkes trying to break out into a press here on North Wilkes. North Wilkes with the basketball. Colby Brown gets it. Brown gives it up that time to number 23, Trenton Siddon. And now gives it up to Holloway, who tries to drive baseline and has the ball knocked out of bounds. And let's see, I believe
it's North possession. Stays North.
It'll stay North Wilkes basketball. Without Zach Carlton and without Caleb Souther on the floor, somebody's going to really have to step up for the scoring load here for North Wilkes. And if you're West Wilkes, this is a prime spot where you feel like you might be able to make a run with them two out of the game. And now a great job by the West Wilkes defense to force a turnover on the inbounds. Edmonston trying to go coast to coast, and North Wilkes steals it right back. A bad outlet pass by Edmonston. And now Brandon Holloway loses his footing, nearly losing the basketball, and Colby Brown is going to draw a foul.
That foul's on Riley Ledford. It's a blocking foul. Got a little helter-skelter right there. On both sides of the ball right there. And you can see that this North team is just a little bit right now. They're looking for that one ball handler out there. They're a little on the younger side.
Yeah. Without two of their senior
but
leaders.
Now, I tell you one thing. Right now, it looks like if I was Coach Caller, I'd be looking for Reese Cleary down there.
And number 15, Grayson Lamb, who is single-handedly the smallest young man on the court, just jacked up an open three and made him pay 17-4. North Wilkes is rolling as we close in on 5 minutes to play in the first half, and we're going to have a blocking foul, I believe, on Grayson Lamb. Let's see. Yep.
Yeah.
Grayson Lamb going to pick up his first. And correct me if I'm wrong, that'll put West Wilkes in the bonus key.
Yeah, it'll be a 1-1 to Austin Triplett.
Austin Triplett with the basketball here, a 1-1 attempt. Front end of the 1-1 is up, and it's good. Makes it 17-5 with 5:03 to play in our opening half. Shot is up, and it's good that time. Makes it 17-6. Keith, you got to believe if you're West Wilkes, you want to go into the locker room with it at least single digits. You'll count that as a win, considering they have trailed from the get-go.
Right. And, you know, right there, Austin Triplett's the top scorer with 4 free throws.
And now North Wilkes with the basketball. Trenton Seddon having some trouble as he gets trapped. Reese Cleary in the corner thought about a three, and now cutting Seddon to the basket. He tried to draw contact and missed the layup, and a bad outlet pass as it gets away. I believe it's going to stay West Wilkes' ball, and it is. Keith, West Wilkes got lucky. Grayson Lamb, I believe, got his fingertips on that ball as it was in mid-court fly, and it was able to go out of bounds. If not, it would have been another Blackhawk turnover.
Right, and that last shot by Seddon, he went in kind of out of control right there. He needs to kind of go in and keep things concrete, if you will.
Austin Triplett inside. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound is knocked around, and it comes down to number 23, Trenton Seddon. And now Colby Brown in transition loses it.
It looked to me like it was off a North player. Let's see.
Yeah, it looked like it was off Colby Brown. The referee's initial decision said it stays North Wilkes' ball. Coach Green was not happy with that call. He was contesting the whole way, and I believe they went ahead. The other official come over and changed his mind.
And I tell you what, I like that move by Austin Triplett on that last move. He went in under control that time, attacked the basket, and that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to try to make that interior of North Wilkes play defense. Right now, they're just staying there underneath the basket getting rebounds.
And now Dawson Osborne gives it up to Dylan Miller. Miller inside, and he lays it up and in for two. Great job by Dylan Miller. He struggled with his outside shot, but that time elects to go inside and cashes in. It's down to a single-digit ball game. It's 17-8 with 4 minutes and ticking here in the opening half. And
10 seconds.
Yep. Great job by Riley Ledford. I tell you, Keith, this young man, he doesn't do much in the scoring column, but he will contest, play defense, and get rebounds, and it come up big that time. As we have got a timeout on the court, this timeout being brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales.
And see, once again, here you got some kids out there that are not your regular ball handlers out there, and that's coming into play. I believe that's why West has made this little run right here.
Coach Call not happy with the officiating whatsoever. He went all the way out into the middle of the court to meet him. And it was funny, you saw one of his own players kind of tug at his shirt a little bit, trying to hold Coach back. But Keith, this is the passion that Logan Call coaches with, and it's something that I think these kids gravitate towards, and it's something that we have talked about a lot, because this has been, you know, it's a culture thing up here at North Wilkes. Marty Barron's had it. Coach Call got his start in coaching under Coach Barron's as well, and then he's kind of carried it on. He had it the 1 year he was at East Wilkes as well. I mean, this is something that you know when you come up here to play or any game North Wilkes is involved in, there's going to be grit, there's going to be passion, and there's going to be effort.
It definitely is, and it really does make any difference if they've got the experience or whatever. You know, if you're going to play for Coach Call up here, you're going to have to give 100% every time you hit the floor.
And that timeout on the court being brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. West Wilkes with the basketball now. Andrew Dyer backing down.
Now, I like that move right there.
That is a good move right there. Unable to get it to go, and a foul on
Miller.
What did you think? That was a little bit of a excessive foul. I thought it was just two clean guys fighting for the ball that time.
Well, it could have very well been, but I like that move by Dyer. That's the first time we've seen him go aggressively to the basket.
Exactly, and on top of that, he was backing down Caleb Souther. No easy task whatsoever, and Dyer on the defensive end making a huge play to save an inlet pass. Tell you what, Andrew Dyer kind of breaking out of his shell for the first time this
year.
Yeah,
I mean,
Keith,
somebody's lit a fire under that young man.
And with the frame he has, he is the perfect guy West Wilkes needs to handle Reese Cleary and Caleb Souther inside. Him and Caleb Souther have identical builds.
Yeah, they definitely do. You know, last game against Wilkes Central, we never even seen him go to the post.
Yeah, exactly. And now North Wilkes with the basketball, working it back around the perimeter. Brandon Holloway with it. Gives it up to Seddon. Seddon back to Grayson Lamb for three. Can't get that one to go, but Holloway comes away with the offensive rebound. Souther gets it, goes to Seddon. Seddon back to Holloway. Holloway to Seddon. Seddon over to Lamb. The ball continues to work its way from left to right around the perimeter for North Wilkes. Now West Wilkes digging in and playing some good defense. Caleb Souther gets it. Kicks it back out to Seddon. Now over to Lamb. He's open for another three. No. Offensive rebound to Souther. Inside, his shot is missed, but a rebound inside is put back up and in by Brian Johnson. Keith, the offensive rebounds that time for North Wilkes. Hard on the glass, and it paid off.
Yeah, they definitely did. And, you know, that's one thing Coach Call is really good at. Probably one of the best coaches at perimeter offense of any coach there is in the league.
19-8 is our score in favor of North Wilkes with 2.5 minutes to go here in the opening half. Austin Triplett, turnaround shot inside, no. And
that's
they're going to get
on Dyer.
Over the back foul on Andrew Dyer. That's his first.
A little too aggressive that time.
And now North Wilkes going to make a sub as Colby Brown checks in for Grayson Lamb. I tell you, Keith, both these teams, I was talking about it on the pregame show, they come in at 1-2. If you want any chance of keeping your head above water, this is a must-win game.
It's early in the season, but this is a must-win for either one of these teams right here.
You drop to 1-3, then you can just about kiss a conference and playoff hope berth goodbye this year. And now with the basketball is Seddon. Seddon goes over to Holloway. Holloway back up top of the key to Seddon. Seddon in the corner. It goes to Johnson. Johnson back out to Seddon. Seddon with the basketball for North Wilkes goes to Johnson in the corner. He's open for three. No. And another offensive rebound. This time comes down to Holloway, who hits Seddon top of the key. Wraparound pass to Johnson. Johnson cross-court pass to Holloway. Holloway, and it's a bad pass. West Wilkes comes away with a steal. Does Dawson Osborne. Brown gets in front of it. Great two-man game between Osborne and Triplett, and they get the point off the turnover. 19-10. It's a 9-point lead for North Wilkes here. 1.5 and ticking in our first half of play. Now Seddon with the basketball for North Wilkes. Passes it up to Holloway. Misses everything on the deep two. Caleb Souther with the ball inside. Pushing his way in. He misses. Ball tapped out. And it's going to go out of bounds and be West Wilkes basketball.
You know, and now what you had, we had West starting the game in the perimeter. Now North Wilkes is now relying on that three-point perimeter shot. They've gone away from taking the ball inside where they controlled everything in that first period.
And now Austin Triplett with the basketball. Triplett passes out to Osborne. Osborne working the ball around Dyer with it now. Dyer to Triplett. Triplett kick out to Logan Wayne. Wayne under 1 minute to play. Dyer from about 17 feet. He cashes in. The big man has shown his range tonight. He's hit a couple of nice mid-range jump shots, and it's 19-12. And now Colby Brown, he loses the basketball. Great defense by the Blackhawks to force another turnover. Osborne in transition gets Wayne cutting. Inside Dyer through the contact, no. And North
good
Wilkes.
Ball, great ball movement by the Blackhawks that time.
And Dyer just unable to cash in on the inside shot. North Wilkes, now you got to believe, may try to hold for the last shot of the quarter. No, Colby Brown's going to take a corner three in and out. Rebound comes down to Dawson Osborne. Osborne heading up the court, lays it up, no. Rebound comes down to North Wilkes with 11 seconds. Trenton Seddon holding the ball with 7 seconds, calling for a screen. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, hands off to Brian Johnson. Johnson throws up a wild three and it airballs at the buzzer. So we head to the halftime locker room with our score. North Wilkes 19, West Wilkes 12. Wilkes Communications halftime show starts now.
The Tri-County's home for high school athletics.
This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Carolina. 100.1 FM, 103.5 FM, and around the world at hometownchristianradio.com. From the Tim Harrell Auto Sales Studios, West Main Street in Wilkesboro.
Your local connection for local sports.
At Miller Funeral Service, we believe in the importance of community. Being locally owned, our total commitment is to our community. While many funeral homes are not locally owned, you can be sure that Miller Funeral Service remains locally owned and operated. Since 1952, we've offered affordable prices to meet the needs of the community. Locally owned, excellent care, affordable prices. That's just our commitment. For information, go to MillerFuneralService.com. Visit us at 180 Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro, or call us 838-3104.
Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital makes it easy to connect to a provider with Hugh Chatham Virtual Care. Get help for minor illnesses from the comfort of your own home with one of their highly qualified Hugh Chatham providers. Available 7 days a week with no appointment necessary, all you need is a camera-enabled tablet, smartphone, or computer with internet connection. For more information, visit www.hughchatham.org/virtualcare.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable number one selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down and 0% APR for 60 months, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Blue Ridge Tractor, 176 Old NC Highway 268 West, Wilkesboro.
A lifetime warranty is available on a pre-owned vehicle as long as you have it serviced at Freedom Auto Sales. From four-wheel drives to compact cars, Freedom offers a wide selection just for you. Plus, no dock fees are hidden, and they're a rough country dealer offering fender flares and step-ups. Check their website at freedomautollc.com. Or we'd rather you just go by and see Josh at Freedom Auto Sales, 4770 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. It's the new year and time for some resolutions. Well, whether it's working out, eating more healthy, or starting a new hobby, Wilkes Communications wants to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals. From now till February 28th, receive a $40 bill credit when you add or upgrade your internet service with Wilkes Communications. So you can jumpstart your new year and your internet with the fastest internet around at Wilkes Communications. Find out more at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103. Certain restrictions apply.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to North Wilkes High School here tonight. Wilkes Communications halftime show is underway. North Wilkes holding a 19-12 advantage over West Wilkes. Keith, through one quarter, we thought North Wilkes might start to run away with it. But the second period, West Wilkes cranked up the defense just a little bit, got North Wilkes players in foul trouble, forced Zach Carlton and also Caleb Souther a little bit to the bench for the bigger part of that quarter as well. And West Wilkes has kind of found a little bit of a spark and a not what we expected a player to find it in. Andrew Dyer, you know, he has actually helped this team with spacing and with passing and with rebounding. He has really kind of sparked this team in the second period.
Yeah, you know, we saw him last Wednesday night against Wilkes Central, and he was just almost a bystander out there. Mm-hmm. Never used his size, never went inside or anything like that. And I like the fact now that he seems to he's a little more aggressive with his offense. He's looking to score. He's willing to drive inside. And that's something that Wes has really needed in the last couple of games. They've really not had no kind of inside presence. And it really helps Dylan Miller, because he's had to be the inside presence, and he's just been beat up.
Well, here's the thing, Keith. Dylan Miller is not a post player. He's a two or a three. That is his natural position. Playing inside is just not Dylan's thing. And when he has to play down there, it makes things just a little bit tougher on this team, both offensively and defensively. And also, too, to point out, we do have a score update from West Jefferson. It's halftime up the mountain, and East Wilkes and Ashe County are in a dogfight. They are tied up at 26. Keith, we've said it since the get-go. When East Wilkes, to only have eight players to start the year, they still took this West Wilkes team to the wire. But now that they are slowly but surely getting back to full strength and having their full 12, 13-man roster, they are turning into the uberly competitive team we thought they would be.
And, you know, just imagine if Kamen Smith was still down there.
Exactly, who transferred to Wilkes Central. He's been a big help for the Wilkes Central basketball team as well. But nonetheless, our halftime score is 19-12 in favor of the North Wilkes Vikings. We got to take another break here on the Wilkes Communications halftime show. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half right here on Hometown Christian Radio.
Skyline National Bank is excited to bring you a great banking experience with the local can-do bankers you know and trust.
At Skyline National Bank, they are embracing the opportunity to become this community's biggest fan and best financial partner. Stop by one of the Skyline National Bank branches or learn more at skylinenationalbank.com. Call 336-903-4948. Together, the sky's the limit. Skyline National Bank, always our best. Member FDIC.
Wilkes County's only locally owned grocery stores where meat is cut fresh and ground daily. It's Brushy Mountain and Rock Creek IGA Marketplace. Brushy Mountain IGA Marketplace, located off of Highway 115 in North Wilkesboro, and Rock Creek IGA Marketplace off of Elkin Highway 268. It's the freshest and best deals around in Wilkes County. Check them out. Brushy Mountain IGA Marketplace and Rock Creek IGA Marketplace, where seniors get a discount on Tuesdays and veterans on Thursdays.
DK Hardy Automotive and Express on the bypass in Elkin. Not just a quick lube, they are your one-stop repair shop. They do oil changes, but they are not just a 10-minute oil change. They are truly automotive repair, including inspection and tires. At DK Hardy, you can get an oil change, and they will also check your battery, fluid levels, and inspect your suspension, tires, and brakes. True automotive repair and not just a quick lube, DK Automotive and Express on the bypass, 366 CC Camp Road, Elkin, DK Hardy Automotive and Express.
Ride with Pride Car Wash offers a touchless automatic car wash experience like no other. Basic package starting at $5. The top wash is $10 and includes a desalt application and finish sealant with dryer. Our top three washes include underbody flush to keep the rust out. Every automatic wash has an optional free vacuum token. Show some love to your vehicle at Ride With Pride, 708 River Street in Wilkesboro, 580 Independence Avenue in North Wilkesboro, serving you over 30 years.
When it comes to getting a home mortgage these days, things can get pretty complicated. I'm Alice Blankenship, branch manager for Piedmont Federal's North Wilkesboro office. At Piedmont Federal, we believe in a straightforward, common sense approach with minimal fees and closing costs. From the time you apply for a home loan through your closing and beyond, we are with you every step of the way to answer your questions and simplify the process. What's more, we service your loan right here at home, so stop by and see us. Live local, bank local at Piedmont Federal.
If you want the freshest and highest quality meat in Wilkes County, you need to check out Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, formerly Thomas Brothers. Apple Brandy Prime Cuts is a USDA-inspected arbitrator and processor. They're family-owned and operated. They have over 100 years of meat-cutting experience. Check out their retail butcher shop that serves the fresh Apple Brandy beef. You can check it out Fridays and Saturdays, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., or call them 336-667-1346. It's Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, 347 Thomas Street, North Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to North Wilkes High School as we get you set for the second half of our game here tonight between North Wilkes and West Wilkes. And Keith, updates continue to come in as Fred T. Ford finishes off West Wilkes with a third set sweep, 25-19. Fred T. Ford, the Tigers are headed back to another state championship game. But Keith, I tell you what, for West Wilkes, nothing to hang their head on this year. Those ladies fought to the very end. 17-1 is what their record will finish out with their first loss of the season coming up tonight in the Western Regional Final for Coach Steve Bryan and his girls. An absolutely fantastic season. If I unmute you, I apologize for that, bud.
Definitely. That's something that Coach Bryan has really tried to work toward, and now he's got the building blocks laid. Let's hope they can continue on this same level like this. And it's, you know, for years, Wilkes County and volleyball, back when I coached, Wilkes County and volleyball was just, let's just call it what it was, pitiful.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
it's come a long way.
It has. And, you know, there's a lot of people have taken, started playing AAU. Kevin Anderson's got an AAU team, and Coach Bryan's worked very well with the middle school programs down there, and now this it's kind of taken off. So we're looking forward to great things from that the Lady Blackhawks up there.
And as we reset here to get you rolling in our second half, North Wilkes will start with control of the basketball. And, Keith, Andrew Dyer starting the second half at center instead of Jackson Tribble. That's a change from the starting five in the game. And rightfully so, that young man provided a spark for Westbrook, as we talked about in the second period.
Well, he definitely did. And, I mean, I think he deserved being back in this game if he can continue on that offensive tear right there.
And now North Wilkes working the ball around. Westbrook's trying to come out and play sound in the 2-3 set here on the defensive side. You like the choice of the 2-3 as Carlton tries to drive inside and is fouled. Do you like, and he seems to come up with his knee brace just a little bit there, but do you like the 2-3 set Westbrook's coming out in here, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the man-to-man, was they were really getting hurt on the man-to-man, and now they kind of clogged things up in the middle. And it's going to cause, and you know, they finished out that second period in this 2-3 zone. It causes North to take a lot of ill-advised three shots.
And now North Wilkes continues working the ball around the perimeter. It's Colby Brown. He gives it up to Caleb Souther. Now works it back around to Trenton Sidden. And we have the ball going out of bounds right here in front of us, in front of our broadcast table. We actually had to make a save from that thing crashing into us. But good defense that time by West Wilkes to force North Wilkes to have to reset.
Yeah, we'll call you quick hands Chambers right there.
Colby Brown with the basketball, still no score as we have played nearly 60 full seconds here of our opening third period of this second half. Caleb Souther with it, passes it back out to Sidden, over to Carlton. Colby Brown gets it, works it back around, and now there's a deep two that is off by Cleary, and West Wilkes running out in transition back the other way. Dawson Osborne with the basketball. Gives it up to Miller. Miller inside to Dyer. Passes up to Osborne. Now back to Miller. Inside Andrew Dyer. He can't finish. And we got a foul on the rebound.
It's going to be on Dyer.
That was a good look inside by Dyer. He just didn't go up strong enough.
Yeah, but I still like the fact that they're attacking them in the paint right now.
You absolutely.
Know, they kind of went away from that the last two ball games.
And now North Wilkes to inbound, far side. West Wilkes going to come out with a press here. West Wilkes is trying to pick up the defensive intensity in the second half the same way North Wilkes had it in the first half.
A little difference, though, for the Vikings with Carlton out there handling the ball.
And now Trenton Sidden with the basketball. Gives it up to Carlton. Carlton looking. Now passes out to Johnson. Now back over to Sidden. Sidden with it. Over to Carlton. He's going to jack up a three. Oh, beautiful shot by Zach Carlton. Keith, he has got a pure-looking jump shot.
Yeah, he definitely does. And when he gets his feet set.
And Andrew Dyer loses the ball inside, but it will stay West Wilkes basketball. I tell you, Keith, West Wilkes continuing to try to pound the rock inside the Dyer.
Yeah, and I think that's great coaching by Coach Green, realizing that he does have a little bit of an advantage there, and he's trying to take advantage of that.
And now West Wilkes with the basketball, working it around. It's Austin Triplett. Triplett, top of the key, passes over to Logan Wayne. Logan Wayne gives it up to Dylan Miller. Miller looking to drive through the contact. No. Ball tipped around and rebound out of bounds by Trenton Sidden, so it'll stay West Wilkes basketball. Good move by Miller that time, who comes up a little gimpy after that drive to the basket. I tell you, Keith, that young man, his body just seems to take a pounding each night,
yeah.
Don't it?
Yeah, he definitely gives his all out there, that's for sure.
And now Dawson Osborne gets it off the inbound, goes back to Austin Triplett. Triplett gives it up to Osborne, back over to Logan Wayne. Dylan Miller deep in the left corner. Andrew Dyer inside trying to use that frame. He passes out to Osborne. Osborne pulls up for two and strips it. 22-14, our JT's Barbecue score of the game with 5:22 and ticking here in our third period as Brian Johnson nearly loses the ball out in transition. Now looks to drive to the cup. And then he loses it now this time, and it's a North Wilkes turnover. North Wilkes having trouble holding on to the basketball. Dylan Miller is hit hard as he collides up to the basket. His knee collided with Colby Brown.
And I believe that's who they're going to call the foul on. That's his second.
Yes, Dylan Miller. Somehow, Keith, this young man can't avoid contact. No matter what he does, it's his knee or his elbow or it's something.
You know, you think he almost enjoys it.
Well, you know.
I'm not going to say Nobody enjoys getting hit.
I think this young man needs to put a helmet on and play some football as much as he loves contact and basketball. I think he would love a contact sport such as football. As he misses that free throw, that time score remains 22-14 with 5:08 to go, third period. Miller, his second of two from the free throw line. And he gets that one to go. It's 22-15. It's a seven-point ball game here in Hayes as we close in on 5 minutes to go, third period. North Wilkes having trouble handling the basketball. Zach White gives it up to Zach Carlton. Carlton trying to avoid a trap, and he dribbles into it. Loose ball, but North Wilkes gets it back. And now Holloway with it, looks to drive kick out Zach White. Carlton open. Carlton trying to go inside. Good defense by Andrew Dyer to knock away the inland pass to number 33, Caleb Souther.
But a great entry pass by Carlton, but even a better defensive move by Dyer.
And now Carlton to inbound. And Carlton passes it in to Souther. And now Carlton in the corner for three. Yes. I tell you, Keith, or it doesn't really matter where that young man's putting up the jumper at tonight. He has been very efficient from three.
Yeah, he has. He's
25-15 is our score, and we got an offensive foul on Dylan Miller. And Zach White drew the charge on Dylan Miller.
Team's third.
That's the second personal on Dylan Miller. Dawson Osborne also has two, Keith. When those two young men get in foul trouble like they have the past couple games, that's when everything starts to crumble. Beautiful job beating the press by North Wilkes. The ball never touched the floor, and Caleb Souther gets it inside. Keith, that is textbook beat the press 101.
Yeah, I mean, you don't dribble.
You just pass. And now West Wilkes with the basketball, trying to find some sort of life offensively here. Dylan Miller, a deep two. He can't get that one to go. Rebound comes down to Logan Wayne. He cannot get the put back to go. Ball tipped out, and body's hitting the deck. And Austin Triplett comes away with it. West Wilkes trails by 12 at 27-15, and our JT's barbecue score of the game with 3:42 and ticking on the third period clock. Osborne with it, pulls up a two and gets it to go. So Dawson Osborne with a nice 17-footer, and Scotty Green takes a timeout with 3:35 to go, third period. We're back after this on 3WC.
From breakfast to late night, the Taco Bell menu has all of your favorite Mexican-inspired foods, burritos, classic tacos, epic combos, specialties, something for everyone. They serve made-to-order and customized tacos, burritos, quesadillas, nachos, vegetarian options, dessert to fountain drinks, and with a completely customized Taco Bell menu in North Wilkesboro, you can choose all of your favorite items with a variety of add-ons and sauces.
You want to hit my Taco Bell.
Order from the Taco Bell menu at 3 Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro, or skip the line and order online, tacobell.com.
North Wilkes High School here tonight, 27-17. North Wilkes with a lead on West Wilkes here with 3:35 to go in our third period. And this timeout being brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. Keith, North Wilkes still keeping their head above water here in this second half as they hold the 10-point lead. Just when West Wilkes starts to get a little momentum, North Wilkes pulls it back their way.
Well, that's the one thing, you know, but now that you got Dawson Osborne kind of heating up just a little bit, you know, he's going to – that I like that is if West can just keep this in single under single digits, I think they'll be okay.
And now Zach Carlton with the basketball as North Wilkes brings the ball up the court, trying to work the ball across as Carlton. Carlton gets it, passes back up top of the key to Zach Wyatt. Hands it off that time to Trenton Sidden. Carlton gets it in the left corner. Carlton tries to drive, then pulls it back out. Gives it up to Zach Wyatt for a deep two. No, off the front of the rim. Wyatt, the ball comes right back to him. He gets it back. He can't finish. And the rebound comes down to Logan Wayne. Riley Ledford brings the ball up the court. Gets it to Dawson Osborne. Tribble with it in the post. Tribble trying to back down. Good move by Tribble. He draws the foul. Keith, that's about the best move we've seen Jackson Tribble try to do.
See, call that foul on Zach Wyatt?
Number 20, let's see, no, 33, Caleb Souther.
That's his first. Don't you think maybe Tribbles kind of saw how Dyer was doing? Maybe lit fire under him. It looks
absolutely.
Like.
As Tribble heads to the free throw line here to shoot a pair. Nearly got the end one to go his way as that first free throw is off. The never-ending odyssey of the big man and free throws, Keith.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's very important that you score when the clock is not running, especially in a game of this magnitude.
As a coach, though, for many years, Keith, I'm sure that you, as another miss by Tribble on the free throw, North Oaks comes away with it. I'm sure you had countless conversations with your bigs over the years when it come to free throws.
Yeah, I mean, like, we'd stay way after practice and just work on that so they could, because there's so many times.
And we got a travel that time on Reese Cleary, and then go in the books as a North Wilkes turnover. But as you were saying, you'd stay a lot of late practices.
Yeah, you have to, because if you're a big man in there, you're going to take a lot of contact. And that's where you're going to make your living, from the free throw line. And you get a big man that shoots anywhere from 70% on up, you're going to that's going to be a great advantage to you.
And now Logan Wayne with the basketball gives it to Tribble. Tribble passes up to Dawson Osborne. Gets it to Edmondson, now over to Wayne, deep in the left corner. Wayne with a basketball. Good pass out to Dawson Osborne. Now back over to Edmondson. Edmondson passes up to Ledford. Ledford looking to drive. Good hop step. Tried to pass out of it. He thought Tribble was going to be there, but instead it was Zach Carlton, and it's another West Wilkes turnover. 2 minutes to go here in our third period. 27-17 is our JT's Barbecue score of the game in favor of North Wilkes. Zach Wyatt with a basketball gives it up to Carlton. Carlton with it. Wayne guarding him. Carlton going to fire up a deep three. Holy cow. Keith, that was college and pro range that time from three. A deep three for Carlton makes it 30-17.
And he's 3 for 3 this quarter so far on them three-point range.
And now Tribble with the basketball for the Blackhawks. Tribble looking to drive baseline. He goes up. And we got a foul on the floor, and let's see who it's on.
I believe that's going to be on Cleary.
Yeah. Yep. Reese Cleary going to pick up his second.
Great move by Tribble once again to drive in there, forcing Cleary to play defense on him.
And Logan Call wants a timeout. This timeout being brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. And Keith, I tell you what, 30-17 is our score. West Wilkes has got to try to get this back under single digits before the fourth if they can, because if they go down double digits, it's going to make it awful tough in the fourth.
I mean, only 5 points they've scored this period right here, and, you know, that's not going to be able to get it done. And so the one thing, they are aggressively going to the basket. I mean, you know, the bigs are going in there trying to draw something, but, you know, we got guys going to the free throw line continually missing. That's what's really hurting the Blackhawks right now.
Absolutely. And, of course, last score update we had for you, it was tied at 26 at the halftime break between Ashe County and East Wilkes. We have not received a third period score yet from up on the mountain. And when we do, we will make sure that we pass it along to you. That way you will have it for the varsity boys game up there. Right now, though, all signs pointing in favor for North Wilkes. It has been a great effort by this team here tonight. They have led the entire way. West Wilkes has never led in this ball game tonight. So North Wilkes trying to go wire to wire, but we still got a whole nother quarter and the last minute 24 of this one to be played. Anything can happen, but West Wilkes is going to have to start getting some offensive firepower going their way. And now, Austin Triplett with it, goes to Edmondson, top of the key. Edmondson hands off to Dawson Osborne. Osborne, top of the key, goes to Andrew Dyer. Dyer hands off to Ledford, back to Osborne. Inside, Andrew Dyer, and he draws a foul.
Great.
Beautiful cut.
Yeah, it was. That was one of them give-and-go type situations. And as soon as Dyer passed the ball to Osborne, he broke straight to the basket.
And it looks like that foul's going to be on Brandon Holloway. It's going to be his first foul, as Andrew Dyer will go to the free throw line. And he can cash in on the free throw. Tell you, Keith, West Wilkes has really performed poorly from the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, I've said this many times before. Everybody, our listeners out there, remember Tommy Johnson. And I can remember Tommy Johnson would tell us all the time, you got to shoot at least 65% from the free throw line.
And Reese Cleary once again, Keith. North Wilkes done the same thing they did a few moments ago. They beat the press without the ball ever touching the floor, and Cleary finishes inside. 32-18 our score. North Wilkes with the lead, and let's see. We got a foul.
That might be on Dyer. No, it's on number five, Carson Edmiston. Probably his first moving screen.
Yeah, that's exactly what they called. And now, North Wilkes with the ball after another West Wilkes turnover. Carlton with the basketball. Carlton gives it up to Colby Brown with 38 seconds and ticking. Brown to the cup, blocked away by Dyer. Great defense that time from the big man inside. Austin Triplett with it, gives it up to Riley Ledford. Back to Dyer for a deep two. No. It's a good-looking shot, though. It did everything but fall. North Wilkes comes away with a rebound. Final 20 seconds ticking off of this third period clock. Carlton, he's double-teamed, and we've got a foul.
I don't need to be on Osborne. Let's see. No, I think they're calling on Ledford.
Yep, Riley Ledford. His second.
Team's fifth.
Keith, Zach Carlton is really feeling it because he threw that ball up after the foul was called from about, close to 37, 38 feet, and it was nothing but net. Luckily for West Wilkes, it didn't count, though. Carlton with the ball still looking to go inside through the contact, has his shot blocked, and it'll go off him. Keith, that's just an example of Carlton trying to do too much. Call looks right at him and says, remember, pass the basketball.
Right. That right there, he kind of played out of character right there.
And now Ledford with it, 2 seconds back to Triplett. Triplett's going to have to fire up a wild one from half court. He can't get it to go. And as we head to the third and final period, it has been on North Wilkes, 32-18. Vikings, their lead, West Wilkes.
For more than 28 years, Novant Health Cancer Institute Wilkesboro has been delivering the expert cancer care our community needs with the compassion and convenience it deserves. Our full-service clinic offers comprehensive cancer care as well as gynecologic surgical expertise. Our commitment to providing a remarkable patient experience has earned us a 99% satisfaction rating. So, when you need care that ranks among the very best, look no further than Novant Health Cancer Institute Wilkesboro. To schedule an appointment, call 336-903-6362.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker. Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte. It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know you and who you really are so they can help life go right. See State Farm agent Steve Owens in Elkin today, 336-526-8900.
And welcome back to North Wilkes High School as we start this fourth and final period for you here in Hayes tonight. Eggman Chambers alongside my broadcast partner in crime, Keith Bryan. North Wilkes holding a 32-18 lead in our JT's Barbecue score of the game as we start this fourth period. Austin Triplett airballed a quick trigger three. He was never set on that shot to begin with, but we got a foul on the rebound going to be on, I believe, North Wilkes here. Yeah, so that's going to be a shooting foul. Foul was on
Grayson Lamb.
His second, as Nathan Hall will be at the free throw line shooting two. He got the rebound and was fouled on the putback. So that free throw was up and good, makes it 32-19. Second free throw here for Hall. Shot is up. And it's good. 32-20. It's a 12-point game here. North Wilkes with the advantage. 7:40 and ticking on this fourth period clock. As Holloway has the basketball, cross court, Carlton wide open for three. How do you forget that, young man? Luckily, though, for West Wilkes, it was off. Ball knocked out of bounds by Reese Cleary. It'll go back to West Wilkes. Keith, that's the last young man you want to turn around and see wide open from three.
Well, that time what they did was they tried to double-team North Wilkes that time, and when they did that, that had to leave somebody open, and that's the one, like you said, that's the one you don't want to leave open right there.
And now back the other way comes Dawson Osborne with the basketball, gives it up to Nathan Hall. Hall goes to Triplett. Triplett trying to back down, and he was trying to find Dylan Miller. Triplett thought Miller was stationary. Miller, though, was cutting to the basket. Bad communication and another West Wilkes turnover.
Yeah, but that's they've cut their turnovers down quite a bit. Only 8 turnovers here tonight for them. You know, they've been averaging about 20 per game.
About 25 per game past couple of games. But 32-20 is our score. And now North Wilkes with the basketball. It's Holloway. Gives it to Souther. Souther. And an errant pass by Souther goes sailing into the bleachers.
That's their 14th turnover.
You know, you're minus that what you are in the turnover differential at 14-8, but you still hold a 12-point lead. That just goes to show how good a defense you've played by North Wilkes. West Wilkes inside. Now passes out to Nathan Hall for 3, in and out. Rebound comes down to Zach Carlton. Carlton passes up to Holloway. Now to Sidden. Sidden back to Holloway. D comes out on him. Holloway looking to drive. Caleb Souther open for 3. The big man misses the 3 ball, but it's rebound that time by Holloway. He can't get it to go inside, and Dylan Miller comes away with it. Miller turning the boosters on. Passes out to Austin Triplett. Triplett, a floater, misses everything. Ill-advised shot, but an offensive rebound kick back out to Dawson Osborne. He can't make the 3. Another offensive rebound for West Wilkes. Dylan Miller with it now on the low post. Now goes to Nathan Hall. Hall, the running floater, is good off the back iron. So after all that, the Blackhawks finally get points. It's a 10-point game at 32-22 with 6:10 and ticking on our fourth period clock. North Wilkes with the lead. Carlton inside to Souther, takes a hop step and then doesn't dribble. Now gives up to Reese Cleary for a 12-foot jumper. He can't get it to go. Riley Ledford comes away with a rebound. West Wilkes needs a bucket here to cut it to single digits. Dylan Miller over to Ledford. Ledford thought about it. Now drives. Ledford wraparound pass to Osborne. Nearly lost it, but Osborne maintains possession. Osborne drives inside over Carlton. Can't finish. Rebound comes down to Brendan Holloway for North Wilkes, and he heads up the court in transition, weaving his way up, and he throws the ball away. Another North Wilkes turnover. Austin Triplett to the cup. He can't finish. Ball tipped around. Offensive rebound, Nathan Hall, and he finishes inside. Nathan Hall has stepped up and done some good things here in this second half for the Blackhawks. And just like that, we are down to an 8-point game. The Blackhawks, well, Keith, they're not quite done yet, it doesn't seem.
Well, it does seem like it, and Nathan Hall has been the spark so far with 6 points in this quarter. In fact, he scored all the points this quarter for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, and they've kind of went away a little bit. North Wilkes has kind of went away from their patient game. They've got a little impatient here, and that was probably a good timeout called by Coach Call to kind of settle them down right here.
Absolutely.
You know, they were taking about anywhere from 45 seconds to a minute off the clock working the ball around. Now they've got a little impatient, and they've actually had some shots that I think were a little ill-advised.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, West Wilkes kind of finding their groove. You know, North Wilkes is gifting them a lot of extra possessions with the turnover differential here tonight. And now West Wilkes going to press again. That timeout was brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro. And they're going to get Riley Ledford with a body foul. That's going to be his 3rd as Colby Brown draws it.
Team 6th.
Keith, West Wilkes not out of this game by a long shot. If you're North Wilkes, you can ill afford to get too comfortable.
Well, you know, you get a couple of stops right here. You're talking about, you know, almost within 4 points.
And now, Sidden with the basketball for North Wilkes. Sidden passes up to Holloway. Holloway, Hall coming out playing good, strong D on him, but he gets by him. Holloway to the cup. He can't finish, but Caleb Souther's there. And he misses on the putback attempt, and now they're going to get a push on Souther, I believe. Yep. Number 33, Caleb Souther. That's his 2nd.
Team 6th.
And you know, Keith, you can tell he's pacing up and down the sideline right in front of us. Coach Call getting a little antsy because he feels like this game, it should be more than an 8-point game
for
North Wilkes.
Yeah, I mean, right now it seems like the momentum has kind of shifted over to the Blackhawks. This is a big possession right here.
Ledford to Hall. Hall gives it back to, I believe that's Carson Stanley on the far end that's checked in. Ledford to the cup. He can't finish. He was looking to draw contact and didn't get it. Coach Green not too happy about it. as North Wilkes comes back the other way with the basketball. 4:37 and ticking, fourth period. 32-24, North Wilkes with the lead in our JT's Barbecue score of the game. And now Zach Carlton with it, trying to methodically run this offense. Carlton, some dribble moves. Passes out to Colby Brown. Brown with it, back to Carlton. Carlton in the corner right in front of us here, the left corner looking to drive on Dawson Osborne. Now goes to Brown, who lays it up and in. Nice look by Colby Brown. You know, Colby Brown, Keith, is a kid for North Wilkes who's been on varsity for quite some time. This is, I believe, his third year on varsity as a senior, been up here since his sophomore year, if I remember correctly. So he's really experienced at this pace of basketball.
Well, not only that, did you see how much time they worked off the clock that time?
Absolutely.
They were patient. And when they get patient like that, they're an awful hard team to beat.
As Carson Stanley airballs a corner three, back the other way comes North Wilkes. Caleb Souther inside gets it to go. Make that 36-24. North Wilkes has sparked a little bit of a run here, closing in on 3.5 to play, fourth period. Riley Ledford with the basketball, gives it up to Austin Triplett. Triplett to Stanley, back over to Hall. Hall gives it up to Osborne. Osborne working toward the top of the key. Osborne passes out to Ledford. Ledford over to Stanley, who jacks up another three and misses. That's back-to-back threes by Carson Stanley that have been missed. And North Wilkes comes the other way with the basketball. Carlton all the way to the cup. A nice dribble move, but yet a foul is going to be called on the rebound.
I believe that's on number 10. Yeah.
Yep. Going to be on Colby Brown.
It's his third.
That was a good move by Carlton.
Team seventh. So, once again, West is at a position where they really need to capitalize on these free throws.
Absolutely. And now Dawson Osborne goes to the free throw line.
His first trip to the line tonight.
Did you like the dribble move inside by Carlton, Keith, or do you feel like he should have looked the pass?
Well,
here?
I mean, he had numbers right there. He had advantage. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But
as Osborne, that ball does everything but fall through. Rolled around in circles and bounced back and forth. North Wilkes gets the rebound. Score remains 36-24. North Wilkes under 3 minutes to play here in the basketball game, and we have got a timeout. North Wilkes, Coach Call wants to adjust some things, and with 2:51 to go, we're going to take a break. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Alpha Tango Auto Sales, River Street in Wilkesboro, 36-24, North Wilkes leading West Wilkes.
Be good neighbors and support local businesses. Shop downtown North Wilkesboro. From flowers, clothing, to hardware and restaurants.
I try to be a good neighbor and support local businesses.
It's your place to worship, live, work, shop, and play. Living starts here.
I try to be a good neighbor and support local businesses.
So friends, shop downtown North Wilkesboro.
North Wilkes High School, 2:51 to go. North Wilkes with a 36-24 lead here on JT's Barbecue and Ribs score of the game. Keith, West Wilkes is going to have to start getting some stops defensively and putting more points up offensively if they want to come back in this game.
Well, you got to believe that Coach Call right now is telling his guys, work the clock. There's no sense in at this point trying to rush things. You've got a 12-point lead with 2:51 on your own home floor. Don't be surprised if, unless they got a layup, you see them probably work at least a minute or more off this clock.
And Keith, we got a score update. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter up in West Jefferson. Ashe County has blew the doors off in the second half. They lead East Wilkes 53-35. East Wilkes has only scored 9 second half points. So the Huskies going to remain undefeated. Who saw this one coming, Keith? The Huskies going to be off to a 4-0 start.
And there you go. North Wilkes getting a little impatient there. Turns the ball over.
And once again, another North Wilkes turnover. Gives the ball back to West Wilkes. It's Dawson Osborne with it. Goes to Logan Wayne. Now to Carson Edmonston. Edmonston over to Triplett. Triplett kicks out to Stanley. Now Osborne. Austin Triplett, quick trigger. 3-0, but net. 36-27, it's back down to a 9-point game with 2:15 and ticking in the fourth. Colby Brown with it. Brown
Gives it to Seddon. He gets a screen from Brown. Wayne guarding Seddon tight. Wayne trying to play some good defense. Seddon gets by him on the baseline. Passes out to Carlton. Carlton, he looks to drive. Now gives it up to Colby Brown. A minute 57 and ticking now, fourth period. Carlton with the basketball. Gives it up to Johnson. Johnson trying to drive inside, and he finishes through the contact. Great job by Brian Johnson. Carson Stanley with it. Goes to Austin Triplett. Triplett kick out as Edmonston goes baseline. Edmonston loses it, and it's a West Wilkes turnover. I believe you got to start to think about fouling if you're West Wilkes now, Keith.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, a great job by North Wilkes to work the ball and make West play defense.
And we've got a foul. Let's see who it's on.
So that may be on
number five, Carson Edmonston. It'll be his second. And that'll send Caleb Southern to the line for 1-1.
And he's 1-for-2 tonight from the free throw line.
And Southern misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Edmonston. Edmonston with the ball. Going to give it to Austin Triplett. Triplett going to pull up a wild three. That's not the shot you wanted right there. He was not set or anything. West Oaks gets the offensive rebound. Edmonston inside passes out to Logan Wayne. Wayne has it stolen away by Zach Carlton. Carlton going to give it up to Johnson, who finishes through the contact, 40-27. That may have put the nail in the coffin in the Blackhawks. Austin Triplett, a wild jack-up three again from about 40 feet. He's going to jack up another three as Austin Triplett, and he's off that time. He was a little bit closer in. There's no set flow to that offense. Past couple possessions for the Blackhawks when they really needed buckets. And now, North Wilkes, Coach Scotty Green telling his Blackhawks not to foul, and North Wilkes is going to get back to 2-2 on the season. Keith, West Wilkes going to fall to 1-3. It is a 40-27 victory tonight for North Wilkes. A big win as they look to keep their head above water here in the Mountain Valley Athletic Conference here tonight. And as the final 2 seconds,
you know,
tick off this clock.
I know when we started our preseason thing, I don't think neither one of us envisioned a West Wilkes team at 1-3 at this point in time.
We didn't envision West Wilkes at 1-3, and we didn't envision Ashe County at 4-0 either, Keith. I mean, let's call it like it is, but it's been, the times we're living in, welcome to the current era of life that we live in where anything can happen.
Well, you know, still in all, you got to say one thing about Ashe County. Every one of their wins, other than the Star Mount win, has been at home.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you got to go on the road. You're going to play a lot of games on the road. And it's a whole lot different playing on the road than it is at playing at home all the time.
We got to take a break here. Wilkes Communications post-game show starts now. North Wilkes victorious tonight, 40-27 over the West Wilkes Blackhawks.
It's the new year and time for some resolutions. Well, whether it's working out, eating more healthy, or starting a new hobby, Wilkes Communications wants to make it easier for you to accomplish your goals. From now till February 28th, receive a $40 bill credit when you add or upgrade your internet service with Wilkes Communications. So you can jumpstart your new year and your internet with the fastest internet around at Wilkes Communications. Find out more at wilkes.net or call 336-973-3103. Certain restrictions apply. For well over 100 years now, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home has been serving with compassionate care. Our services have touched generations of families from Wilkes and surrounding counties with our state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro that includes a full-service monument company. We also serve families through Scenic Memorial Gardens, our beautiful cemetery and mausoleum in Moravian Falls. Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens, a proud member of our community. 336-838-3178 or online, rainsturdivant.com.
At Blue Ridge Energy, we understand keeping up with your bills may be tough during this time of COVID-19. In response, we launched the In This Together Relief Fund to help members and customers with their bills for electric and propane and fuels. If you need immediate help with your energy bills or need to develop a payment plan, call us.
If you're able to help your neighbors in need, please consider donating to the fund. Call or go to blueridgeenergy.com/together.
Holy moly, I need a new set of tires.
Huh, no joke. Ted, going over to Royals Mustang, Jay is an authorized Cooper Tire dealer, but he can also hook you up with any other brand of tire you want.
Where's he located?
Right there at 167 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro.
Hot dog, let's head over there now. I can't wait any longer.
Well, Ted, while we're there, let's go ahead and fill up the car too, because Royals has 100% ethanol-free pure gas.
Well, I'll be. My car is going to be like new with new tires and pure gas from Royals Mustang.
That's the point.
Let's roll.
No setup fees, no artwork fees. From N&T's Screen Printing and Embroidery, they can design for you or use your current logo. Always the best quality for the lowest possible cost. If you think of it, they will find a way to do it, including in-house embroidery work. Now offering custom sublimation on sport uniforms, polos, and more. You'll get faster turnaround and higher quality than local competitors. Check out the website and online catalog at nandtees.com. N&T's Screen Printing and Embroidery, the official screen printer of 3WC Radio at 157 South Bridge Street in Elkin beside Combs Butcher Shop, 336-428-4744. Your vehicle deserves the very best, and if you've been in an accident, let us recommend Impact Collision Center, dedicated to take care of your repairs. Perhaps your vehicle needs a spray and bed liner, painting, or any other kind of body work. Trust the professionals. Trust Impact Collision Center. From repairs, rentals, towing, insurance claims, to refinishing and detailing, these guys work hard for you. Call 336-667-4859 or visit Impact Collision Center, 1416 Willow Lane, North Wilkesboro. Your vehicle will look brand new.
It's the Wilkes Communications Postgame Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to North Wilkes High School here tonight. 40-27, North Wilkes pushes their record to 2-2 on the season, while West Wilkes falls to 1-3. And Keith, a game that West Wilkes never saw an advantage in the score column, a wire-to-wire victory for North Wilkes here tonight. An impressive one at that, a sound defensive game. Low-scoring defensive games is what North Wilkes specializes in. They're a lot like Virginia for you college basketball fans. This is what they specialize in, and they controlled the momentum, and they controlled the pace of this game pretty much from start to finish.
Well, yeah, there was. And, you know, going to the free throw shootings, that West Wilkes 7 of 13 for only 53%. And North Wilkes only got to the line 5 times tonight, 3 of 5 for 60%. So, once again, below 60%, only 10 turnovers. They controlled the turnovers. While North had 16 turnovers, and North was led by Zach Carlton with 16 points. So you got to believe that Zach Carlton is probably our player of the game.
Absolutely. Our Sonic Drive-In player of the game, without a doubt, going to be awarded to Mr. Zach Carlton for a job well done here tonight. And Keith, for West Wilkes, it's back to the drawing board as you fall to 1-3. And they got their work cut out for them, Keith. Coming up Friday night, they're going to make the trip up to Sparta to take on Allegheny. And that's one of the toughest gyms to play in the conference. And if West Wilkes isn't careful, Keith, they're going to be starting their season 1-4.
Well, you know, the other thing in that fourth period, you know, we kind of touted the praises of Andrew Dyer. He never even played in the fourth period.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got to wonder about that situation. I mean, you know, I'm not the coach, and I don't know, but I thought he'd done a pretty good job up until that time. But they went away from him and kind of went to that small lineup again. And once they went to that small lineup, and the fact that I think they made some, well, ill-advised threes. Let's
absolutely
just call it that. I mean, there was some shots that was really out of these some of these kids' range.
They're really struggling to score the basketball right now as West Wilkes overall. Overall, they are really struggling to score the basketball at this point in time in the season with everything that they have going on. But nonetheless, we're going to hit the road this Friday night as we will make the trip up to West Jefferson as Ashe County will take on Wilkes Central in what will be a huge game. Wilkes Central coming into that game 2-1. Ashe County will be coming in at 4-0. So two teams jockeying for upper position in the Mountain Valley Athletic Conference will come your way this Friday night. Airtime 6:05 with tip-off at 6:30.
right here on 3WC. As always, for my broadcast partner in crime, Keith Bryan, I'm Sports Director Aikman Chambers, signing off here from Hayes tonight. We hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday night tonight. Stay safe out there. And above all else, always remember, give thanks to the good Lord above. North Wilkes victorious 40-27 over West Wilkes.
We hope you've enjoyed our Game of the Week. High School Sports brought to you by Wilkes Communications, Miller Funeral Service, Deal Insurance, Ride with Pride Car Wash, Rock Creek IGA, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Steve Owing State Farm Insurance, Apple Brandy Prime Cuts, Royals Mustang, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Blue Ridge Tractor, Blue Ridge Energy, Freedom Auto Sales, Skyline National Bank, Impact Collision Center, NNT Screen Printing, Taco Bell, Novant Health, the Town of North Wilkesboro, Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, and DK Hardy Automotive. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio,